God bless you. And today is your greatest day. And, you know, that can just become, today is our greatest day. That could just become a saying. But do you generally believe that? Do you generally believe you're going to wake up and today is going to be a great day? That is your choice. No matter what happens, no matter what is going on, no matter the circumstances, whatever happened yesterday, you can choose to have a great day every day. You can choose and you can make the choice that you're not going to let little things, you know, or the sadness of yesterday or your past take no thought. You should not be thinking about anything apart from, okay, today is a new day, today is a new direction, and today I can focus on this 24-hour period. And what has God got for me today? What can I do to bless someone today? What can I do to give today to someone else? What can I do to ensure that someone else's life is filled with light? You know, because there is many things that can bring darkness, dark situations, can bring sadness, can bring frustration, but we are the ones that allow it. So what are you allowing in? Are you really, you know, for me, I'm physically fit, but are you mentally fit? Are you spiritually fit? Are you really putting the work in with God and really setting your mind to Him? Set in your mind, you know, really speaking out those words of life, really speaking out the things that God wants you to say, really just, you know, and if something doesn't feel right, don't focus on it, don't focus on feeling, really focus on the spiritual being that you are. Really focus on that, you know, that spiritual mindset. What mindset are you activating today? Are you activating God? Are you activating the world? Are you activating when we speak in tongues, you know, we activate that spirit within. Why do you think God is saying speak in tongues? Because He can bring you, when you speak in tongues and you act in faith, you know, when you are doing the fundamentals, you are acting in faith. It's an act of faith. What words are carrying you today? What are you thinking and what are you saying? Because it will matter. It matters that what seeds, what is spoken today will determine your tomorrow. So this is why we need to really, within us, ensure that we know what we want. We know what we want and then we then speak it out. You know, we say what we want and not what we see. Yes, it's not manifested yet. Yes, it's not. But we need to live as if it is manifested. Okay, so I wake up. If I wake up with a negative mindset, I've already set myself up to the day to be negative, to have a bad day. So this is why when we wake up, we thank God. First thing, thank you, God, for another day of living. Because you never know when it is going to be your last. So we need to ensure that we're making the most of every day, that we're using, you know, the adversary wants to try and use circumstances, situations, feelings against us. So then we get all entangled within our minds to not feel grateful for every day, to not feel as if we can, you know, conquer the world as such. We can, day by day, we can conquer our worlds. And then that positive energy will then release, and then we will be able to give that to others. But if you are sat and you're thinking, you're negative, and why isn't this working out, and why isn't that worked out, why is God's timing so long? You know, the whys need to stop, and then we can say, okay, I'm really going to trust that what God is saying, I'm not going to ask him why. I'm going to change my mindset. You know, I'm going to say, okay, I trust whatever comes today is of you. I trust that the things, as long as my mind is with you, the things that is given, the things that is given to me, the things that I am faced with, that I am able to face them with a positive attitude, that I don't need to sit and procrastinate. I don't need to sit and, you know, try and work everything out. And this can be a real problem for each individual. We try and work out the things that shouldn't be worked out that God is working out. You know, we are not God. God is God. Let God be God. Let you be you. And let go. Let go of what does not serve you. God has your back. You know, God really will move mountains for you. He really will do the utmost for you to ensure that you are living the best life and best future. But you need to ensure you're doing your part. You know, he doesn't come between you and your free will choice. He doesn't. So the choices you make and the decisions you make are going to impact your whole life. So the choice and the decision every day that you make should be spiritual. Are we thinking and are we speaking spiritually? Or actually is this thought and is this thinking and are these words carnal? You may really desire something. Really, really desire something. But if it's not of God, then you don't know what God is protecting you from. And this is such a big thing. That in a carnal, we may really want something. We may really, you know, I really want that job. I really want, you know, to be promoted. But you don't know what is on the other side of that promotion. You don't know what is on the other side of, you know, doing things your way. You know, there's a song, me and my children always listen to it, by Forrest Frank, and it's Your Way's Better. And it says about God's way is always better, but we try and get in his way. We try and, you know, be God in our lives and then wonder why we wonder why then when we are trying to control that our lives can become out of control because we are trying to do what God is meant to be doing. And that is not, you know, that's not how he works. He wants you to trust him. Faith doesn't get in the way. And we need to really ensure that we're actually using our faith, that we're actually being faithful, you know, being faithful to God, being faithful to the practices of God, and then letting God do his work. You know, God gives us clear instruction. He doesn't then say, okay, you do all the work. No, we do our bit and then let God do the rest. So when we make that decision, because every day is a choice and a decision. Every day you could wake up and you could choose, I'm going to live negatively. I'm going to live in my past. I'm going to live in the what ifs. I'm going to live in sadness. I'm going to live in I'm going to try and live my way that will bring you destruction, that will bring you all fear, it'll bring you all worries, it'll bring you your old life back. You can choose that life and then you could live in darkness and then And then you could, or you could have the most beautiful life with God. And you know, not many people, many people of the world who may have had their life together, may have, you know, been brought up a certain way, would not see the miracles that you have as miracles, because that could be normal living for them. But for them, they, if they haven't got God, then, you know, no God, no peace. And even though they could have, it could seem like they have their life sorted out, then there's always going to be something missing. Always. So we should not be comparing our lives to anyone else. We shouldn't, because God does what he does for you and he will do what he does for me. And what may look so simple and it's not that much of a miracle or it's not that big could be so big for someone else. You know, you don't know how other people have, what other people have experienced in their life. You don't know how, you know, even getting up in the morning with a positive attitude for someone, how much they may have fought for months and months and months and months in sadness. Guys, that's quite simple. Quite simple to wake up with a good attitude. Well, that took a real fight of faith to get there. So that's that person's personal miracle. So really don't despise the small beginnings that God has given, because those big things, as long as you're going with God, as long as you're going and doing the things that God wants you to do, you are going to experience, you are going to see, you're going to, you know, the life that you dreamt of, God has got more. He's got more and more and more. You, the things of this world he can give you, but don't let the devil take it away. By then, thinking too much on something or focusing too much on something, and then that thing becomes so apparent, you live as if you are really in this negative, you know, way because you may want something else, and then you end up becoming really low in faith, you become doubting everything. Because that's how the adversary wants you. The adversary wants you doubting him. He wants you doubting your path, your journey. He wants you doubting your calling. He doesn't want you living. He does not. But do you know what? What the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. And he will turn every situation around as long as you stick with him. So it's really about just keeping that, again, that positive mindset, really keeping the momentum going with God. Keep going, keep doing, keep being, keep confessing, keep knowing what God wants for you and saying what you want and not what you see, and really change your life. Change your life. You know, change your mindset, change your life. That's so true. So when we wake up in the morning, and we wake up, we could either be have a victim mentality, oh, this is happening to me, that has happened to me, or we can be victorious, you know, really victorious, thanking God for every little part of our lives, every part. The more thankful you are, the more God will bless you. So if you want more, be more thankful. If you, and really have gratitude of heart. If you want more, also give more. You know, God wants you to give. God wants you to really experience the fullness of him, fullness of life, fullness of living. And you know, there's really strong fundamentals that we do for that. And that's because God wants our faith. He wants us to see. We are faithful. We are, and as we have heard these last few weeks, we do, and God then, you know, we act in faith, and then God will add. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So seek, and then he adds. So remember that. So really, Don't worry about how you may feel. Don't worry about how yesterday went. Don't worry about, you know, the mistakes you may have made. God's got your back. Don't stress. Don't worry. Don't live in fear. Live in faith and have that faith-filled mindset every day. So that's what I want to share. Happy Monday. God bless you.